USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. Department of Homeland Security on Saturday ordered emergency agency FEMA to help care for a growing number of migrant children arriving at the U.S.-Mexico border. More than 3,600 migrant children were being held in the United States border facilities as of Thursday morning. The Senate Judiciary Committee recently held a hearing to consider civil rights attorney Vanita Gupta for Associate U.S. Attorney General. That would be the number three spot in the Department of Justice. Gupta is facing immense scrutiny from Republican senators. Gupta called the confirmation of now Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett illegitimate. She called Judge Kavanaugh a privileged lifelong partisan. The Senate Judiciary Committee must vote to move forward Gupta's nomination before the full Senate has a chance to confirm her nomination. Uncertainty why only 75% of the House of Representatives is confirmed as vaccinated against the coronavirus is starting a debate whether the chamber can return to normal. USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance, and MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. You might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by March 31st. You can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch like more than 400,000 people already have and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Former general counsel for the Hillary Clinton 2016 presidential campaign and John Kerry 2004 presidential campaign, Mark Elias is in some hot water. Jeremy Scott with the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Mark Elias led a team of attorneys to file lawsuits to expand ballot access in swing states. Republicans and former President Trump criticized him, saying that he was being used by Democrats to steal the 2020 election. The Epoch Times reports that Elias has been sanctioned by the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit, and several of his colleagues were admonished. The sanctions are for an ethics violation and submitting a redundant and misleading filing.
Elias is the head of the political law practice at Perkins Coie, a large Seattle-based law firm with many political clients. Boxing legend Marvelous Marvin Hagler has died at 66. A post on Hagler's website read that the boxer died of natural causes on March 13th near his home in New Hampshire. Hagler had recently gotten his COVID-19 vaccine and was complaining of breathing problems when he was taken to the hospital. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
NFL quarterback Drew Brees, with the help of his children, has a major announcement.
After 15 years in the Saints and 20 years in the NFL,
our dad is finally going to retire.
So we can spend more time with us.
Yeah!
Okay, I'll say it. Who's a better quarterback, Drew Brees or Tom Brady? Not counting the Super Bowl rings, but passing accuracy, Brady led the league in completion percentage just once, 68.9% in 2007. Mr. Brees did so in 2009, 2010, 2011, 2017, 2018, and his best year in 2019, he completed 74.3% of his passes. Drew started his NFL career when he was drafted out of Purdue in 2001 by the San Diego Chargers. In 2006, he went to the New Orleans Saints, winning one Super Bowl ring in 2010. There's some bad news for the Duke basketball team. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Undergraduate students at Duke University will be confined to their dorm rooms for the next week due to an outbreak of COVID on campus. The school says nearly 200 students are quarantining after a positive COVID test, with another 200 isolating as a result of contact tracing. Until Sunday, March 21st, all coursework will be done remotely, common spaces are being closed, and students living off campus are being told to stay home. The school's basketball team withdrew from its conference tournament last week because of a positive COVID-19 test.
With a 95% graduation rate, Duke University is in Durham, North Carolina. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.